We have documented patterns of abuses and violations, both from gunmen who have been killing people without any restriction, and from the Nigerian government, particularly the security forces, who have failed in their duties to protect these people, and they have failed in their duties to bring perpetrators of these violations or these abuses against people to justice. So we interviewed civilians in places like Kaduna and Katsina, where the president himself comes from. And what we took away from all these interviews showed that it is government failings that have caused the death and the destruction of lives and properties that we are witnessing all across the northern part of the country.
Reading the report, you documented that the military officials are giving information of an impending attack, or the information given to them is not heeded to, and then they don't, you know, do anything about it. What can you tell me about this?
Many of the testimonies we gathered on the field are consistent with the fact that there were instances when the villagers knew of an impending attack, and then they would inform the security forces, and in certain instances, the security forces would not even show up at all. In instances where they showed up hours after these attacks have ended, and then they only come to count the dead bodies. We also have instances where security forces actually showed up while the attacks were ongoing, but when they saw the sophisticated ammunition that the attackers were using, then security forces withdrew their men.
Bashir, some government officials are on record that they've taken the fight to these armed groups, including Boko Haram militant groups, and that they are defeating them, although they've also incurred some casualties. So they sharply differ from the narrative of the report that Amnesty International has presented. And how do you reconcile these two?
Peter, you must understand that it is not enough for the government to say we are doing something. What we are saying is that the government is not doing enough, because if we are doing enough, then we should not continue to record this high number of deaths that we are recording. The government in some, for example, we gave an example of Southern Kaduna, where the effort of the government was to increase checkpoints and to also declare a 24-hour curfew. But in spite of all these measures, the attacks have continued. So which tells us that there's so much more that the government needs to do. The duty to protect the people is the same duty of the government, and no other person should take up this responsibility. So even when the government claims that they are doing so much, we are saying that there is so much more that needs to be done